Hi, this is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, promoting civil government school system abolition. One of the biggest obstacles I face in promoting civil government school system abolition is the idea that my approach to fulfilling the Great Commission is political, not cultural. That is, when I utter the words civil government school system abolition, the audience immediately thinks I am proposing a political approach to spreading the gospel. They will say, you can't force Christianity on people. You can't take a top-down approach. You can't fulfill the Great Commission that way. Understand what it is I am proposing, though. I do not think that the civil government should be operating a school system. So how is it that I am proposing fulfilling the Great Commission through politics? I am not. In fact, it is the exact opposite. It is the exact opposite because I am saying that education should not be under the civil government. It is actually my opponents who think that it is okay for education to be under the civil government. Do you see? I've just turned the tables on my opponents. The way abolition should work is preachers teach their congregants the Bible does not justify a civil government school system. Parents then become repulsed how they've allowed for so long the civil government to disciple their children. Their children are then extracted, and slowly over time we implement policy that codifies abandoning the civil government school system model. The biggest hitch in that happening, though, is preachers, because when I go to them and say there should not be a civil government school system, they immediately respond with, I'm not going to preach that because it is a political approach to fulfilling the Great Commission. Well, it isn't. And the preacher's failure to understand that is exactly why America is in cultural decline. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.